Dr. Frank Bowling joins us every Thursday for what we call Creating Wellness. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
The Bowling Chiropractic Center's home is the $20 adjustment every single day. I am not just a spokesman, but a satisfied patient, as I had some back issues recently.
And you did.
Man, you're the miracle worker, Doc. I'm telling you.
You did crawl in. I mean, you were not standing straight.
And I give you all the credit because I'm back good as new once again.
I'm just the body mechanic. The body heals itself. I'm not the healer.
But I, like most, wait till I have the pain. I'm guilty of it. We should go just for regular checks, as my wife does.
Well, it's true. You should. Most people don't. If everybody did, I couldn't see them all anyway, but I'm always going to preach that message.
What do you got on your mind this week?
Well, this being June the 4th, that means that a week from today is June 11th, and on June 11th, 1978, I had my first day in the private practice of chiropractic, so that's 48 years. I'm coming up on 48 years in practice. Quite remarkable, Dwayne. That's a long time, and of course, it causes me to reflect on things. I'll talk about it again next week, probably, because it's kind of a big deal to me. And interesting thing, I had a call from a former patient years. She was a patient years ago, and she had gotten a postcard, and she stumbled onto it the other day. Me advertising my Insight Subluxation Station, which is a technology that I used at that time, where we measured electrical activity in the muscles bilaterally going up and down the spine. We measured heart rate variability. We measured different things in an attempt to monitor the effect of the adjustment on total body systems above and beyond back pain. And it's interesting, last night then I came across an interview with one of the guys that helped develop that technology, Dr. Christopher Kent. He's still around. He's kind of a science guy. And he was just kind of reminiscing on some of the things he's been through in his life. So that was a kind of a serendipity thing that I ran across that. But the interesting thing about that is he was talking in that interview about some of the things that are being done now in some of the chiropractic colleges, where they've greatly refined some of that science and some of that technology to measure the impact of chiropractic on creating wellness, on the wellness of the body above and beyond what people normally come to a chiropractor for. And so that's exciting, and that's motivating to me. But I've kind of gone in the other direction, as you know, Dwayne. I've chosen to pursue simplicity in my office. My whole idea is I want to be the chiropractor to the common man, and so that's where I came up with this $20 adjustment. And I realized over the years that chiropractic, actually the implications of it are very profound and very big. But the principle is very simple, and so I realized that it isn't necessary to put people through a lot of technology. I pretty much get them in there. History can be extremely important. I take a detailed history on the patient, but then I just take them over there and work on them, and they're either going to get better or they're not. And if they're not going to get better, I can refer them out to somebody else. Most of them do get better. So why put them through a lot of technology, a lot of tests, and so forth? So. And the thing about the simplicity of chiropractic, once again, I was watching a thing in an interview with B.J. Palmer that helped make the profession worldwide, and he was talking about a simple slip or a fall. It's a simple thing. It's a little thing, but it can dramatically impact a person's health. That can dramatically impact their family and their friends because it affects their ability to interact with them in every way. And, you know, if you keep projecting it out, that can affect an entire community. It can affect a state. It can affect a country. It can affect the world. So, you know, you interfere with the nerve system on a global basis. It's extremely significant. And I've often said over the years that if I could, you know, take every person on the planet and just put them down and check their leg balance and adjust their atlas, the top bone in the neck, on the short leg side, I could change the world. Of course, 8 billion people, it might take me a while to get around to all those people, but it's a very significant principle.
It works. Chiropractic care works. You've made a believer out of me, Doc. I've told you this many times.
Yes,
I was I was not necessarily a chiropractic person.
Right, right.
Until I started. And now I swear by it. And if you're like me, if you're on the fence, give it a shot. For $20, you got nothing to lose. And I promise it'll be a good experience and you'll be happy with the end result.
I always tell them they're going to be smarter and better looking.
How did they get a hold of you, doctor?
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a fantastic week.
Yes, sir, you too.